AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump's deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz is tonight, Washington time. The president has warned the U.S. would hit Iran's power plants and other infrastructure targets if the deadline is not met. Iran's parliamentary speaker, Mohammed Bagher Khalibaf, called the threats reckless. Meanwhile, Egyptian, Pakistani, and Turkish mediators have sent Iran and the U.S. a proposal calling for a 45-day ceasefire and the reopening of the strait. This was according to two Mideast officials. Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson told journalists in Tehran that messages are being exchanged with the mediators, but, quote, negotiations are entirely incompatible with ultimatums, crimes, and threats of war crimes. Trump will be speaking to journalists at the White House this afternoon. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports a leading Tehran university has come under attack.
Mohammed Vessal, a professor of economics at Sharif University, spoke to a team from the Associated Press that had travelled to Iran from abroad to report there. Vessal says the attack disrupted online learning for the university. All students, though, have left campus because of the war.
This morning we had some rockets hitting the information center and the data center of the university. So all web services of the university are down now. Because of this violent attack on our infrastructure. But this is a purely academic institution, and we are doing just research, teaching.
Sharif University of Technology is considered Iran's top engineering school. Multiple countries over the years have sanctioned the university for its work with the military, particularly on Iran's ballistic missile program, which is controlled by the country's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. After a harsh winter, Ukrainians are finding joy in releasing bats rescued from war.
In Ukraine, life goes on despite the war, and that includes the annual releasing of the bats. Across the country, hundreds of bats, many rescued from war-torn areas, were set free Saturday at events marking the arrival of spring. At this nature park on the edge of Kyiv, children and volunteers delighted in watching bats fly into the night sky. Anastasia Volk, a volunteer at the Ukrainian Bat Rehabilitation Center, says preserving these endangered animals is crucial. All 28 bat species in Ukraine are protected due to declining populations. I'm Julie Walker.
With the moon looming ever larger, the Artemis II astronauts are racing to set a new distance record today during a lunar flyaround, promising magnificent views of the far side never seen before by the eye. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.